While some economists say the recession is lifting, tell that to the people in the construction industry. They are often the first to lose jobs in a downturn and the last to win jobs when the economy picks up. This morning, we hear two opposing commentaries on whether Massachusetts should bring casinos and slot machines to the state, a plan promoted by some as a jobs creator. House Speaker Robert DeLeo predicts it will create 15,000 jobs. Commentator and carpenter Bill Frost of Acton is up first. He supports the gambling plan because he says it'll bring much-needed employment to the state.
It's often said that if you only have a hammer, all of your problems look a lot like nails. You just want to bang away at them. Well, I have a hammer, a skill saw, and a screw gun, and I can tell you that in a stagnant economy, it's not what you have, it's what you don't have. Not having a job is the real problem. The last time I've seen a stretch of unemployment like this, Gerry Ford was president, and anybody who's ever swung a hammer knows that when the economy finally picks up, we're the last to go back to work. So people in the building trade, such as myself, support bringing casinos and slots to Massachusetts because of the construction and services jobs that the plan would create. Those of us on the fringes of the economy desperately need the work. I've been a carpenter for 35 years, and it's all I know how to do. 4 years ago, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. I figured that I could make her recovery my first priority because I had steady work and an excellent health insurance plan through the Carpenters Union. At that time, I didn't have to worry about where my next paycheck was coming from, like I do now, or how to afford the health insurance payments. My wife is now 2 years cancer-free, and as said, my biggest problem now is the job that isn't there. But somewhere in the state, an unemployed carpenter's wife is in the shower. She is noticing, for the first time, a spot that doesn't feel quite right. A laid-off pipe fitter is learning that his child has a disease that he can't even pronounce. And while these people need medical treatment and support, their caregivers first need jobs. Opponents of the plan to expand gambling in Massachusetts say that it would lead to a rise in foreclosure rates. In my world, it would lead to a decline. Opponents speak of the despair of compulsive gamblers. I can't believe that a gambler's despair could be any more real than the anguish I feel as one of the many long-term underemployed residents of this state. It all comes down to where you're looking at it from, and from my perspective, I believe we would gain far more than we would lose if casinos and slots came to Massachusetts.
Commentator and carpenter Bill Frost of Acton.